It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, nothing's going our way right now. Oof. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Listen, there is no other way to put this. Our sports world right now is in shambles. And I say that because no one expected our Braves to be 0-7. And certainly the way the Hawks are up and down, kind of floating into the playoffs. They're going to be in the play-in. We know that. But they're trying to improve their standing. And last night, they didn't help themselves. But, Mike, to lose the way we did last night, where it felt so good for our Braves to have a 5-0 lead, to know that Elder wasn't terrible, he leaves the game with a 5-3 lead, and then to see it shake out the way it did, you know, it's too early for this heartbreak. It's just too early.
Yeah, and look, you had some unforced errors, as it were. You had a couple of unearned runs thanks to the Dodgers screw-ups at third, but, hey, we'll take it. You know, your beggars can't be choosers. But that was one, and it's funny because, the posse is out for Snicker on social media. I'm like, look, the guy hasn't pitched. Iglesias was fresh, okay? I don't think it's asking too much of a guy to go get and treat it as a pretty important game and go get five outs. But Raisel Iglesias wasn't up to the task. And look, Shohei Ohtani is the best player on the planet for a reason, but I'm not going to fault him. I mean, he tried to get a little creative with the bullpen there because Hernandez came in and was shaky. So they went right to our guy Raisel. Yeah.
While we're talking about Snit, let's hear his opinion about this, talking about Iggy, all right? That's Iglesias. Mm-hmm. And why, you know, he decided to do him in this particular spot. I get it. It didn't go our way, so now we're very critical of the decision. But this wasn't out of the realm of what Iglesias is capable of. And to Mike's point, we weren't winning, so he hadn't been pitching, right. Okay? I mean, we're talking about his second outing in 10 days. Here is our manager, Brian Snicker, talking about that decision.
So he hadn't pitched. He's pitched one time in 10 days. I almost went with him just to let him have two innings. I figured like I could come in there and get a ground ball. But he's well rested and you know, wouldn't it, you know, it's something that he did a lot last year. I didn't want to do something like that this early, but it's kind of like, you know, I wanted to try and go after this game, and he's our best pitcher right there.
He's trying to stop the bleeding, so you treat it a little bit differently. Who's going to fault him for that? You know, De Los Santos, Johnson, Lee, they did their jobs. You know, the bullpen actually stepped up against that great-hitting Dodger team. And as we said, Hernandez, you know, all of a sudden it's like, here we go. So it's frustrating because when things just seem to not work, it's like snowballing. And that's where it's at. You come home, you get the Marlins, and hopefully they can get things cooking. But as you guys know, well-documented, I think most Braves fans have heard, Carl, the numbers that no one's been 0-7 and never won a World Series.
Yeah, and for me, we're just not that good right now. And that's okay. it doesn't mean we're going to be this bad and breaks aren't going to go our way and we're not going to hit consistently and we're not going to get runners home from being in running in scoring position all season long. But right now, this is our fate. This is where we are. And as much as we think they're better and as much as we thought that they would play better, they haven't. And you just have to accept this. And you know, it doesn't mean, again, that they may not correct things and make a run. But we're working from a different place right now. You know, we've got to climb out of this hole, try to get back to 500, which I think eventually is going to happen, Mike. And then because honestly, you're just talking about a couple of sweeps here. You know, if you win a series, you win a series and sweep a series, all of a sudden you're back in the mix. But it doesn't feel good right now. And as I said yesterday, what do you think this team does good right now? We're not doing a whole lot. That's really good. Now, I will tell you, there were some bright spots defensively, Mike, yesterday that you went, man, there were some great defensive plays, but it didn't add up to a dub. So ultimately, you know, it doesn't matter. And guys that you expect to hit, Rileys of the world you've been talking about, guys that we need to consistently be good in this lineup, just haven't been early on.
Now, the one thing that is interesting, and if Nick Allen keeps this up, by the way, it looks like he's 12. If Nick Allen at shortstop, who, by the way, is off to a great start, can continue, then, yeah, maybe you can platoon a little bit with Arcia, depending on your matchup, as long as he's, you know, he's doing okay out there in the field. 2-for-4, he's batting .364 with his, you know, limited opportunities. But that's the only bright spot. It's just been brutal with the 0-for-2. Even Ozuna falls to sub-200. So Eli White's batting .250, Nick Allen's .364, and everybody else is sub-200 right now.
It's tough, man. 404-726-0929 as we talk about this with you. And look, we can bang on all the different things as much as we want. But again, I don't think this is a Snitz issue. I don't think this is double A and not trying to do what he needs to do. You put a team out there and we're not performing, and certainly – you know, it's an issue. And Mike, I'll say this. I know we joked yesterday about Elder. 4 innings. You know, again, you leave with the lead. They gave him a nice cushion, right, to deal with. And ultimately, you know, he gives up a couple of runs before he leaves. But the Iglesias thing, and let's talk about this, guys, is one out in the eighth, one on. And you're going, all right, I'm the manager. I'm going to trust my guy. This is a guy that's gotten us 30-plus, you know, saves over the last few years each season. He walks Will Smith. Then he gives up, you know, that 2-run double to Max Muncy, and then 2 batters later, boom, all of a sudden you get a K in the ninth inning, and then that next pitch is gone. And Ohtani, we could talk about who, you know, I don't even know who to compare him to at this point.
No, he's just Superman. He hasn't started pitching yet. Wait till he starts, you know, dealing from the mound. And as we said to start the segment, I don't fault, and you played the soundbite of Snickers saying, look, not that they're desperate, but I think you try to play it almost a little postseason-like to get a 5-out, you know, save, which is totally doable. It's not like this guy's had any work because you've been so blown out. Iglesias hadn't even had a chance to pitch. So that's on him. You know, he didn't handle it. As we said, the rest of the bullpen was really good last night. Unfortunately, Deisbel Hernandez, not sharp. And that's why I think he said, look, I'm not going to blow it with him. I'm going to bring in my closer. And I don't fault him for that. He just couldn't get the job done. So 0-7. Nobody else had to play the Padres and the Dodgers, but that's no consolation to Braves fans.
All right. Here's Snit, by the way, on Ohtani. And listen, he may win another MVP when it's all said and done. Somebody from the Dodgers, the way he looks right now, is probably going to win the MVP. But when you do the heroic things that he did last night, and it's not going to be the last time that he does it, you just tip your cap. Here's Brian Snicker.
No, you don't like seeing him come up anytime, really. But, you know, he's a special player. This thing's hard. This game is hard. It's hard, and especially in this position that we put ourselves here. So we just got to keep fighting and eventually get out of it.
All right. Well, that starts tomorrow, and Mike and I will be out at Murph's tomorrow. Mike, we've been telling our listeners all week that we'll be out there, and we certainly will, from 2 until 7, and getting you ready for first pitch. We got a few special guests that are going to stop by. And look, I'm excited. I always get excited. I know you do too, for the home opener, regardless of the record. Listen, there were years when this team was bad, and we were at the home opener because it's always special and fun. But I'm just hoping that we get some mojo back during this homestand, and maybe we start to put things together.
Yeah, back in the day, it was wait till Truist, which SunTrust became Truist. You know, wait till we get to the big ballpark. And then, you know, the rest is history. They start getting the traction with Acuna. Think about that big home run, the grand slam against the Dodgers. Remember that one? And then, you know, yeah, there were some bumps in the road, like getting smoked by the Cardinals in that game 5. And then, you know, 21 was amazing. But that's 4 years ago now.
It's a long time.
I mean, that's, you know, and it's That's why I'm so frustrated when we get into this core. We always talk about the nucleus and your window. We always talk about the windows and the teams, whether it's, you know, NBA, NFL. You know, in this case, you've got to really hope that they allow Alexanthopoulos to be aggressive at the trade deadline, if nothing else, to shore up this pitching, because I don't think we're going to see Lopez.
Yeah, look, Dave, he's always made moves, even some that we've questioned, but I don't expect him not to be active. That's the word. How active? I don't know. But I do expect him to be active. But it's all going to depend on where we are, too. You know, we talk about this every year, guys. You get to the trade deadline, and God forbid, if you're 10 games out, okay, and you say, what are the odds of us really doing something this year? What do we want to do? Or are you 3 games out and you've come back and you've played really well? Like, there are circumstances that surround whether you go all in at the trade deadline or whether you kind of stay put. And so it's going to depend on where we are. I'm hoping that we are in the mix, Mike, and that makes it easy for them to make this decision.
Now, 18, you went and got a guy like Kevin Gausman. Let's hope it's more of that and not Yadi Chirizo. Remember Johnny Chirinos? We had that guy a couple years back.
Yeah, he wasn't any good.
We rolled in. Who was the guy we traded the Astros for that was a bum? Remember, we had some stiff that came in. We had some really bad. Jake Odorizzi.
Oh,
thank
right.
you, Chris.
That's right.
So, but that's where we're going to be living because they don't give him the loot to go shopping for the big stuff. And unfortunately, the big stuff was available in November, December, and January.
Yeah. You guys can hit us up. Find Mike, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See, Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. You are listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Now, Chris Thomas, Turtle. Just put up a poll at Dukes and Bell 929, Mike.
I do not accept this poll.
I do not either.
I think this is a terrible poll, Chris.
I do not either.
I boo your poll.
Okay.
I boo your poll selection question.
I say that because Turtle does a lot of stuff for this show behind the scenes. But I got to be honest with you. I'm not booing the Braves on opening day when I make my way over to the ballpark. And Chris says to me, I'm going to put this up, and I think some people are going to do this. Who's booing our team on opening day?
No, you know what? A guy who roots for the Yankees who knows the Bronx cheer. That's a miserable metropolitan area question that you I would expect
booing.
To see up there. Yeah, I'm not going to boo my team.
So vote no.
I did.
Well, Tish, we love you. Tish says, heck no, never boo. Who are these 14% people that right. have already voted yes? No, and the poll question's up at Dukes and Bell. I just want to let you guys know that is the executive staff behind the scenes who have put that out there.
Executive person. I'm not a part of that, okay?
Okay. I'm not booing our Braves. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. I'm disappointed. Right. I want to see us play better. But tomorrow night, when they give the lineup, Mike, this is where I'm going to be. I'm not going to be, boo, get him out of here.
Well, I know.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Tomorrow, before I head up to Merv's, I'm going to probably get off and exit early and go check out that new real estate the Braves purchased on Interstate North.
You just want to see what it looks like?
Yeah, I want to see what it looks like, what Pennant Park's going to be all about. And, you know, maybe I can envision what that money could have been turned into in the offseason. But, yeah, I'm not going to boo. So I just put up, I just retweeted and said, I boo this question.
Guy says, Dukes and Bill, if they stink it up tomorrow, yes, this team is way too talented to be swinging the bats like this. It's all about the approach. So there is one person who says, yeah, if they stink it up. Another guy said, yeah, if they lose to the Marlins tomorrow, I am going to be booing. Okay.
All right.
I mean, these are the same people. You guys are the same people who are telling us it's early in the season and we shouldn't be concerned.
By the way, you're a tough guy on Twitter. Nobody boos. Okay. By the way, I've never seen anyone boo at this stadium, okay, other than maybe the angry guys that got on Ozuna after he had his incident.
Oh, they did do that.
You know, but again, those high and mighty folks, you know, they love that. You know, but no, I've rarely heard anyone boo at that stadium.
Yes is up to 26% already, by the way.
Yeah.
So be careful, guys.
All right.
It's creeping up.
I hear you. I don't know about this.
They're a bunch of nerds who don't even go to the games. They talk about booing. They're not going to be there this season.
I don't know about this. But you can vote. Curdle has put the poll up at Dukes and Bell 929.
Weak sauce.
Do the Braves deserve to be booed on opening day, being 0-7 to start the season? Mike said it. No team who goes 0-8 has ever, never, ever made the postseason.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.